There's nothing, you know, unusual sounding there, but still it's like not part of the class. All right. I didn't curse or use some bad words, so that's not the point. So, what are your titles for the first part? What options we have for the first section? The spirit of Bhagavad Gita. Very good, yes. You can see Prabhupada just mentioned this. The spirit of the Bhagavad Gita. Very good. Prabhupada says the spirit of Bhagavad Gita is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita itself. As with the medicine, the directions are on the label, written on the label. Yes. So, how to understand the Bhagavad Gita? This is the medicine. This is the medicine which can cure all the disease. So, how to take it? You know, because some medicine you have to take before food, some after food, some you have to, instead of food, some you have to take with milk. Some, like for example, vitamin A. If you like, you know, carrot juice, for example. Yeah, you have. For vitamin A, if you don't add at least a little bit of oil there, it gives no benefit because vitamin A is fat soluble. So to dissolve it and let the body absorb it, you need at least a little of some fat. So if you want vitamin, take multivitamins or some vitamin A or carrot juice, you have to put at least some drops of olive oil or something. Yes, or eat with some food where there is some fat. So, you know, otherwise you may eat and it's not, you know, or you have to chew, or on the contrary, some things you don't have to chew. So there is some directions. So directions are described here in the Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna shows how to accept the Bhagavad Gita. All right, so we will go through these in a little more detail shortly, but for now let's see what's your section number 2.
Definition of
a transcendentalist. Okay.
A devotee.
Okay.
Is it like the second part, because you said Arjuna shows how to take Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. So your second part?
It was like already in the second part, like qualifications of one understands, like one of the devotees understands.
Okay, I'm asking for everybody's versions. I'm not putting the stamp of a final approval. I've already put my sections there, not only mine, others of Purnachana Maharaj. So other ideas for the
subject of Bhagavad Gita.
The subject of Bhagavad Gita. Okay.
Purpose
of Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Yes. So this is, in my Gita, it's on page 6. It seems that we have different numbering systems in different Gitas, but my book is number 6. At any rate, you can see Prabhupada begins, so he describes, you can see how he ends the previous paragraph. He says, unless one reads the Bhagavad Gita in a submissive spirit, it is very difficult to understand Bhagavad Gita because it is a great mystery. So you can see he concludes with the spirit. He begins with the spirit, he concludes with the spirit. And next sentence, next paragraph, just what is the Bhagavad Gita? Question mark. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita, and he continues. So that's a clear transition. A question, just what is the Bhagavad Gita, and then the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita, right? So it looks like the next section. Good. So then the next section, what do we have?
Topics. Five classification of...
Topics or somebody gave some other title?
Subject,
yes. Yes. So the second section was short, and the next one is the subject of Bhagavad Gita. Yes. And then this is a large section because there are five topics here. The subject of the Bhagavad Gita entails the comprehension of five basic truths. Yes. So this is coming straight from Baladeva Vidyabhushan. Baladeva Vidyabhushan is Prabhupada's inspiration and the preceding acharya on whom he bases most of his commentaries here. So five topics. It's a very interesting subject. We will discuss. What are the five topics? Yes. Ishvara, Prakriti, Jiva, Karma and Kala. Good. And okay, now section number 4. Yes? What is your section number 4? Knowledge.
How to achieve? What is Sanatana
Dharma? Both. Knowledge. Okay, so how to achieve knowledge, Sanatana Dharma. You said knowledge. Something else was there?
Relationship
of whom and whom?
Krishna and Arjuna.
What was
the goal of the Gita?
What is the goal of the Gita? Okay. We see if we, in my book, it's page 13. There is. The last sentence of the previous paragraph, he says, so, a clear marker of the ending of the previous topic, Bhagavad Gita contains the complete knowledge of Vedic wisdom. So he discussed the subject, yes, the complete knowledge of Vedic wisdom. And then the next one is a little tricky, also a short section, he calls, all Vedic knowledge is infallible. And Hindus accept knowledge to be complete, Vedic knowledge to be complete and infallible. He gives the example of cow dung, so which is stool of an animal, so it's impure, but Shastra says it's pure, so how do we take it? So this is a section which describes how we accept knowledge. So somebody said knowledge, yes? It's parampara, yes. So in other words, it's a fancy, there's a fancy word, many may know it, epistemology, or how do you know that you know? Yes? Or how do you go about knowing? How, the system of knowledge. So our system is descending, we get it from the authoritative source, from the Veda. Yeah? So this is a short section, and then section 5, somebody already mentioned, Sanatana, okay. Vedic knowledge. The fourth is Vedic knowledge, yeah, the Vedic system of knowledge. Epistemology, Vedic epistemology, or the Vedic system of getting knowledge. Then Sanatana, Sanatana what? Dharma, okay. How else can we call it? Anybody has some other titles for that? Devotional service. Some other titles?
Constitutional
position of the living entity. Okay. Where does it start? Please read me the first sentence where it starts.
English word religion is different.
Okay. Anybody starts this summer? Can you please read it?
The destination is called the Sanatana Sky.
Yes. So that destination is called the Sanatana Sky, the eternal spiritual sky. So, again, you see, he starts that destination. So, destination. It's a logical point. Destination. So what's the destination? The goal, the ultimate dream. What we want to get. And of course, you have given the title Sanatana because Sanatana. I marked it with yellow. There's about 29, as far as I remember, mentions of Sanatana or eternal. It's like, you know, with a stark contrast to everything material. Eternal. Sanadana, sanadana, sanadana. So very different from what we know here. Okay, and then the last logical section would be purpose of human life. Only in Sanskrit.
The ultimate goal.
How to achieve? Thank you. You're helping me very much. How to achieve? That's natural. First, we have destination, and then the very natural. You can see in my pages. My book is 22. Prabhupada says, next, again, a clear marker of the next section. Next, one may raise the question of how one goes about approaching that abode of the Supreme Lord. A logical question. We have a destination. We have a high, you know, very attractive goal, which is very eternal. So, but how do we go about achieving it? So how to get it? So that's the Prabhupada says, next. So he gives a marker of the next section here. Okay, so here are these six sections. As we can see by the markers and also logically, also how Purnachandra Maharaj divides it. Definitely, there can be sub points here, and there are some poetic literary ornaments here. But this is basically what we have in the introduction. First, spirit of Bhagavad Gita, purpose of Bhagavad Gita, subject, the five topics, the Vedic system of knowledge or epistemology. Then destination, the highest destination, and how to attain that destination. Very logical. It's also in a way reminding us of this sambandha vidaya, sambandha prayojana vidaya. These are three terms which we will encounter very often. Can please somebody write this on the board? Sambandha, abhidaya, and prayojana. Somebody can write and read. Yes, please. Sambandha means they have some they have some literary meaning. Literary meaning means connection. Abhideya, literary meaning is too complicated. It's from logic. Basically, it means the implication, but abhi dheya. Yes, abhi dheya. So this is what, how, and where. So this is the status quo, prayojana. Yes, thank you very much. So you can write here. Status, take some other color, maybe this. Status quo or who we are. Sambandha, yeah. Status quo, basically. What is? What's the situation? We are souls, we are Krishna's parts, Krishna's servants. Then abhidheya is the process of achieving perfection. And prayojana is the goal, which is prema, love. And process is bhakti. Thank you very much. So these are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that in the whole Veda there is nothing but these three things. And this is you can probably write a doctorate dissertation on these terms, just the terms themselves. Sanskrit. You can probably write a doctorate because they are all very much connected with how things are presented in Vedic literature. They are these show how things should be explained, and has a lot of implications and meanings. So, as we mentioned, the Bhagavad Gita itself is built in this way. So Sambandha, Prayojana, and Abhideya. Yes? Sambandha, Prayojana, and Abhideya. So this is, we can say, Krishna's spirit. We are Krishna's spirit souls. Everything is Krishna's, or even energy, better to say, everything is Krishna's energy, Shakti. This is bhakti. The process is bhakti. And the goal is prema, or love. Love of Krishna. So, shortly. But in presentation, so this is the, we can say, the chronological order. So who am I? Then what do I do? And then to get where? To prema. Yes. But very often things are presented in a psychological order. Because psychologically, before taking a process, I have to know where I'm going. I have to set a goal. Right? So therefore, very often, like in the Bhagavad Gita, first we have Sambandha, then we have Prayojana, the goal, and then only we have the process, or how we get. Because this is the logical, psychological approach. So here we have the subject, which describes what is, then we have destination, and then we have how to attain. So this is Sambandha, Prayojana, and Abhideya. Okay, so congratulations. Thank you very much. So you can see how beautiful is Prabhupada's composition. He was just dictating to the four walls, and how structured is his exposition. It's actually quite elaborate, elegant construction of his presentation here. Any points or question here? So then let's see. So what is the spirit of the Bhagavad Gita? Study with devotion, yes. Study with devotion. So parampara, and it's interesting, Prabhupada describes from the very beginning, he describes the five rasas. Very rare, you know, from the very beginning to describe that you can be the friend of God, yes? Or you can be a parent of God, or you can be a lover of God, conjugal lover of God. So it's from the very beginning, page 4. Yes? Prabhupada described this. Very special. And Arjuna was a friend. And then Prabhupada writes, so here is this short list, yeah, five relationships. And then a little lower, Prabhupada writes that every living being, out of the many, many billions and trillions of living beings, has a particular relationship with the Lord eternally. That is called Swarupa. Swarupa means who you are, the real me. So we are already related to Him. We are already His. Yes? We already have this relationship. And that's what Prabhupada describes. So we have to simply accept. So Prabhupada says, therefore, Bhagavad Gita should be taken in the spirit of devotion. And then, at the very end of this section, Prabhupada writes, so according to the statements of Bhagavad Gita, or statements of Arjuna, the person who is trying to understand the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, we should at least theoretically accept Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And with that submissive spirit, we can understand the Bhagavad Gita. It's a very interesting statement here. Prabhupada doesn't even demand that you surrender now. It's good if you can surrender now, but if you want to understand, at least theoretically accept that, what if Krishna is God? Would it be logical? Would Bhagavad Gita make sense? Otherwise, we cannot even enter. We cannot even see anything in the Bhagavad Gita. So that's what Prabhupada described. At least theoretically. Is it difficult? We're not demanding that you immediately shave up, dress in bed sheets, and become give all your money to the temple or something. But at least theoretically. Except maybe he is God. Just give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes? No, I remember when I came to the movement, I read this, I still remember, and it really helped me.
Yes.
Because I had many doubts, and I just thought, at least theoretically accept, and then you will understand.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, I will take time for that. And then after some time,
yes.
It was half a year after that, one day with my brother, we went home from some program, and I told to him, I have no more doubt that Krishna is God.
Yes. Yes.
But this helped me, this statement.
Yes,
and
yes.
I accepted at least into my mind.
Yes.
Because first I didn't have any perception.
Very good, yes.
Very clever. Powerful.
Thank you for sharing this experience. This is how it works in everything. We at least theoretically accept maybe. Otherwise we would not be able to make one step. How do we go, skating? Skating on the ice, on the river? How do you know if there is, or how do you walk on the ice in the river? You're not sure if it's thick or not. So then you presume maybe it is thick. So then you put one foot and you try. Okay, so far it holds. Then you a little more. Okay, so far. Then a little more holds. Okay, then both feet holds. Then both feet it holds. So it's with everything. Logic does not produce new information. Logic orders, shows the connection between some data. So therefore, logic cannot prove that God exists, even though in history there are five classic proofs of God existence, and Nyaya also proves that God exists. But if we are completely fair and honest, logic cannot produce new information. Logic can only show, is it logical or not? So therefore we have to first accept this piece of data that, okay, if God exists, is it logical? Does it make sense? Does it put more harmony and more explanation into how the world functions and what the Bhagavad Gita teaches us? So this is the spirit, very generous approach by Srila Prabhupada. And then the purpose, it's very important, the second one. The purpose, in one word, if you have to say what is the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita, please tell me. What Prabhupada says, or what is... Huh? Say boldly. Well, sounds very sectarian. Did you begin reading Bhagavad Gita thinking, I will read Bhagavad Gita to become a devotee of Krishna?
No, but you asked about the purpose of Bhagavad Gita.
To get happiness.
To get happiness, and?
From the nations.
Nations, yeah. Remove nations, remove ignorance, and
get out of material world.
Yes, and yes, Serena?
The Bhagavad Gita was spoken on this battlefield for all humankind to help us.
From foreign souls.
Yes, yes, yes.
But your question is about the purpose of the reader, not of the writer.
Yes, of the reader. So Prabhupada, you can see what Srila Prabhupada writes here. He says, every man, and Prabhupada writes this in classic English, which means every person, not just the masculine man, it means man and woman, just classic English. Every man is in difficulty in so many ways. If we are honest, we will have to accept. Yes. As Arjuna also was in difficulty in having to fight the battle of Kurukshetra. So, not only Arjuna, but every one of us is full of anxieties because of this material existence. You know, some of us are taught to proudly deny that we have any anxieties, but no matter how we deny, the statistics of the World Health Organization is too strict and shows that most of us suffer from innumerable, so many mental problems. Now we call it, I mean, most people suffer from depression. It's not just some people, most people suffer from depression. 60% according to the numbers at one time or another. And it's increasing all the time. So, in other words, Prabhupada does some very important thing any preacher has to do, to establish, or any teacher, to establish relevance. You know, like in the West there is the very famous mantra, this is okay. Yes, you know it? So this is, what is in it for me? Yes. What's in it for me? Right? Is there anything for me? No, I'm not interested. Yes. So that's in the bottom of all of our hearts. Yes. So what's in it for me? So Prabhupada says, what's in it for you? Freedom from suffering. That's the relevance. We suffer all. We have anxiety. We're all fighting our battles, maybe not as big as Kurukshetra. Although sometimes it may seem so, that it's as big or maybe bigger than Kurukshetra. So Bhagavad Gita can remove suffering, and he says the cause of suffering is ignorance or nascence. And he calls this nascence, he says that we are all swallowed by the tigress of nations. Very beautiful. Prabhupada says that there is a, you know, nations,